Just a heads up, the Razzball Baseball Podcast might not be for all audiences. You have been advised.
Hi, it's Nick. Okay, it's mid-season, long weekend coming up. Is there a better time to kind of relax, kick back, get lazy, and just double up guys' stats for this year to figure out their 2013 totals? I didn't think there was a better time. So, there's a few Twitter battles that have been going on this week between JB and J Wrong. So what we've done is rent a steel cage. Okay, actually, I just picked up some plastic construction fence and a roll of twine. But we sold out a major arena. Actually, it's just my local park, but on the weekend, it's pretty packed. We had them get all buff and in shape. Well, JB skipped biscuits for a week, and J Wrong went on an all-cabbage diet. And we brought in a major announcer to call the fight. Actually, we tried to get Rowdy Roddy Piper to call the fight, but then we realized we don't know him. Anyway, JB and J Wrong are going to go at it nonetheless in a death match. Anyway, J Wrong and JB are going to go at it nonetheless in a match of guess whose stats these are to the death, or at least till JB gets hungry. Also, if there's anything left in the tank, JB will get us ready for the holiday weekend with the Daily Fantasy Report. All that plus Gray Albright and Rudy Gamble. That is, if Gray isn't already down in a Tijuana body house, sitting off his 4th of July fireworks, and assuming we can actually find Rudy. From the Rhino Energy Studio. Okay, so the chemist who created the original recipe for energy drinks went back to the drawing board to make an even better recipe. Frankly, he didn't like the sticky aftertaste. And Rhino Energy was born. It's the market leader in Europe, and they're taking North America by storm. Which makes sense because when you're out having a good time with the ladies, would you rather try and, you know, put on a pair of wings or pull out your horn? Don't feminine hygiene products have wings? That's what I thought. And you know what they're doing for Razzballers? They're giving away a case of their tall boys. That's right, an entire case of Rhino Energy Tall Boys. See, they know how to party on a long weekend. Here's a trivia question if you want to get in. What European country is known for its fall festival where ample bosom waitresses serve you steins of beer? Think you know the answer? Email me, Nick, at Razzball.com. It's the Razzball Podcast for the week of July the 1st. Here we go. I've got in one corner from North Carolina, JB Gilpin. JB, welcome to the first Razzball cage match.
I'm excited. This is my first time actually talking to J Wrong in person. We've only done it digitally, but that's just going to make it that much sweeter, getting everyone right.
Okay, well, we're still doing it digitally, technically. And in the other corner, from Northern Virginia, weighing at 135 pounds, J Wrong.
We're like 200. No, it's more like 175. Let me just really quickly say, I think this is going to be the beginning of something great. It'll be like how Gray and Rudy are like the Albert Costello. I think Big Biscuit and me will be like the Delroy Lindo and Jet Li of Razzball.
All right, so what we're doing here, gentlemen, you guys have had a few Twitter battles this week. We won't get into that. You can check their timelines at JB Gilpin, at J Wrong. What we're going to do is I've basically, since it's mid-season, have taken some stats and basically doubled them. You can say it's a bit lazy, but what do you want from me? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you these guys stats. You'll each have a turn to answer who you think it is. I won't give it away until you've both had a chance. So here we go. First one I'm going to send over to J Wrong. J Wrong, I'm on pace to jack 46 home runs with 132 RBIs this year, and I have multiple position eligibility. Who am I?
Boy, did you say 46 home runs?
46 and 132.
Man, I have to go with E5 if it's multiple position.
JB, over to you. Who is on pace for 46 and 132 with multiple position eligibility?
I'll go E5, Edward Nkrasia.
You are both correct. 1 point for each of you. Yay! Okay, next up. JB, I am on pace for 250 strikeouts and 20 wins.
Adam Wainwright.
Jay Rung?
Boy, you know, first guess, I wanted to go Harvey, but, the 20 wins. I have to go with JB. I think he's right. I think he's got this one.
You are both wrong, and by the way, these are actual doublings of yesterday's stats as of yesterday, or stats as of yesterday. Justin Masterson.
Really? Good one.
Who would have thunk
it? I knew his case were up, but, I guess I should have known he's up to 10 wins now.
Yeah, that's right. You should have known, JB. Okay, next up. Jay Rung, I'm on pace for 50 saves, and I'm striking out 2 per inning. It's my first year as a closer.
Boy, 50, man, I don't even like bullpens. I don't pay attention to them at all. I'll just go with Grilly, because he's had such an amazing year. So.
JB, over to you.
I want to pick someone different because we've copied each other both times. I don't think it's Mojica. I don't think he struck out that many, but I'll say Mojica.
It is Grilly, so an extra point for Jay Rung. You are up 2-1, Jay Rung. Back to my man, JB. JB, I'm on pace for 92 runs, 22 home runs, 64 RBIs, 48 steals, and I'm hitting .325. I play a premium position.
Segura.
Jay Rung?
Yeah, I can't even pick a different one. It's Segura. And I just want to add, the reason why we're coming up with the same answers a lot is we great minds think alike, right, JB?
We are two great minds, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're two something, that's for sure. All right, so Jay Rung is correct. It is 3-2 for, or you're both correct, excuse me, 3-2 for Jay Rung. Now the leadoff here is back to Jay Rung. Jay Rung, I'm 35 years old, and I'm on pace for 40 home runs.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Who's 35 and hitting good? Ooh.
I'm sure Jesus Christ would probably be outpacing that. But
yeah,
he'd be walking
on water, too. David Ortiz is older than that. This is a tough one. I'm going to go... You said how many home runs?
It's a steel cage, Jay Rung.
How many home runs did you say?
35 years old, 40 jacks.
No, it's not David Ortiz.
Three?
Yeah, Adam Dunn.
Two?
I'm Adam Dunn because he has the most power and he's old.
Over to you, JB. Who's your guess?
Because I know it's not a Bañez because he's over 40. Is Vernon Wells? I'll say Wells. No, he doesn't have that much. Strike that. I'll copy Jay Rung and say Dunn because I think he has 20 right now too.
Both incorrect. It is Carlos Beltran. Surprise, surprise.
You forget that he's that old. You know, he's putting up an amazing year.
All right, JB, back to you. It is currently 3-2 for Jay Rung, but this question is for JB. I'm on pace to lead all catchers in home runs with 30.
Willian Rosario.
Jay Rung?
Oh, I know what it is now. Can I change mine yet?
Nope. Jay Rung, over to you.
I wanted to go Posey, but I think, you know, I have to go with JP Aaron Sevilla. I have to, because
that's what I was going to change mine to.
And Jay Rung is correct. It is 4-2 for Jay Rung. Oof, boy, I was going to play up to 5 here, but we're going to have to see. Jay Rung, over to you. I'm the only player on pace for a 30-30 year, and in fact, I might go 45-30.
I'll just say Cargo. I mean, that's pretty easy, right?
JB, over to you.
That's what I was going to say. I'm going to clarify and say Carlos Gonzalez. I think Jay Rung meant Carlos Gomez.
You know what? I like the creativity, JB. I'm giving that one to you.
Yeah!
That makes it 4-3. Okay, maybe I'm doing it for competitive reasons. Back to you, JB. I'm on pace for 200 innings, 200 Ks, an ERA under 3, and a whip under 1.2, yet my GM will be mocked for acquiring me.
What was the innings again?
200 innings, 200K, ERA under 3, whip under 1.2.
You'll be mocked for acquiring Bartolo Colon?
Over to you, Jay Rung.
I wanted to go Shields, but I have to go somewhat deeper because you're saying someone would mock you for Kawhi. I'll go with Iwakuma.
You should have gone with Shields because Will Myers looks like a stud.
I thought you meant someone mocked for picking them up in a fantasy league, not a team.
Well, listen, you know what? Now we're getting too technical. Okay, last question. Jay Rung, it's your turn, but I'm going to throw this to JB because if JB doesn't get it correct, we are going to move on.
Yes.
JB, you've invested $16 million in me this year, and I've managed zero wins and an ERA over five.
$16 million is his contract for just this year.
Correct.
Zero wins, ERA over five. Ugh. Could be a lot of people.
Three. Two. One. Give me an answer.
It's got no one good coming to mind. John Lester, but I think he has at least one win. No, yeah, because he had a complete game.
Josh Beckett. Jay Rong is our big winner.
It's all right. JV came in second place. That's good enough for, nothing. Oops.
Jay Rong, I expected more out of you for being the first Razzball Steel Cage champion.
Nah, you know what? Just really quick on the Twitter thing. I love JV. I hope everyone knows that.
So. There's lots of love between you two.
Yeah, it was all in good fun, and I was a little tipsy on daiquiri.
All right, gentlemen, thanks for joining us for the first Razzball Steel Cage match. We'll talk to you soon.
The Daily Fantasy Sports Report.
Brought to you by DraftKings.com. You can follow them at DraftKings on Twitter, and I'm joined, as always, by our 4th of July weekend Daily Fantasy correspondent, Mr. J.B. Gilpin. You can follow him on Twitter at J-B-G-I-L-P-I-N-J-B. How are you?
I'm good, man. It's good to be home. I'm only home for a few days. Last week was nice, getting all sunburnt in Hilton Head, South Carolina. I ordered a lot of daiquiris, too, so I was living the gray life, that's for sure.
I was going to say daiquiris, but then you pulled me back in with gray. Good stuff. Now, you were up in Hilton Head because what you actually did was lock yourself away because you're prepping for the Midsummer Classic over at DraftKings.com this week, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. I wish I could play in more contests, but I like to fawn over my lineups until the last minute. As you know, on DraftKings, you can change your lineup until first pitch. So if there's rainouts and stuff like that, you can make the adjustments, and that's a little tough to do when you're on the road as much as I am. This week, I'm going to be in D.C. watching the Brewers tomorrow and on July 4th, so I'm really excited for it.
Are you actually at the game Friday night at Nat Stadium?
No. This is going to be this Wednesday and Thursday. I'm not going to be there on Friday.
Okay, so if you're at Nat Stadium Wednesday or Thursday night, tweet my man at JB Gilpin. If you want to talk daily fantasy with him at Nats Park, he'll give you some insider information in the flesh. You may have to buy him a bowl of Ben's chili.
Oh, I always get the Ben's chili nachos. Did it last year, man. Those are so good.
All right, who do you like this week coming up?
For this week, I looked at the pitchers. The only real clear-cut ace is Cliff Lee. So he'll probably be the most expensive pitcher on the board. So I'm probably going to pass on him playing at, I think it's at Atlanta or he's at home. I'm not sure on that one. But I do like Gio Gonzalez at home against the Padres and Madison Bumgarner at home against the Dodgers. Those are probably going to be my two pitchers. I have to spend a little heavy on them, so I'm going to have a few scrubs on offense. But those are the guys I like. And hitter-wise, I like a lot of the Brewers hitters. Zach Wheeler's probably going to be out there unless they delay his next start for some reason. I'm tinkering with his stuff because he's been struggling a little bit lately. Gave up a couple really long home runs against the Nationals. You can read about that in my pitcher profile, which is up now. It would have been up 2 days ago if you're listening to this on Wednesday. But he just looks too hittable, and you can tell when fastballs are coming. In Milwaukee, in a nice hitter's park, I think the Brewers can tee off on him.
Okay, now, what I did was I actually had a conversation with the guys at DraftKings.com last week. I've asked them to allow a few more entry spots because I know we have had sellouts in the Play with Rudy from Razzball contest. Again, you can only enter that contest through Razzball. You want to click JB's link, which he posts on Wednesday, correct? Wednesday, JB?
Yep, Wednesday at 1 o'clock Eastern.
So you want to click through there to enter the contest. It's limited availability. Not only does it have the best odds of any DraftKings.com games, they throw a lot of real nice treats to us here at the Razzball Podcast. So you definitely want to get in that. Not only can you beat Rudy and my man JB when there's a spot for him to get in there, but of course there's all kinds of contests like the Midsummer Classic, which is happening July 19th, correct?
Yep, and there's $500,000 worth of cash prizes in that contest, with the top winner getting $125,000. And you can win your way in one of our Razzball contests for only $10. And even if you don't win, if you get 2 through 10, those places will double up and get $20. So it's not like it's all or nothing.
And don't forget, you can always follow them at DraftKings.com. You want to follow them on Twitter because there's always all kinds of goodies that they'll throw you too. JB, thanks so much for another great Daily Fantasy Report.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Getting to know Rudy.
And it's a pleasure to have Mr. Rudy Gamble back on the Razzball Baseball Podcast. Rudy, how are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Glad to be back.
So I know that you're sitting somewhere in the Texas heat, kicking back, drinking some sort of Texas cocktail, maybe a pint of Fat Tire. Is it Flat Tire?
No, Fat Tire, Louisiana. We've got Shiner, or Lone Star would be the biggest Texas beers. We got a lot of craft ones, though.
So. All right, good stuff. Well, basically, because of the long weekend, I'm, you know, setting it up that you're not really on the ball today. So what I'm going to do is, we just had the steel cage match between J. Rong and JB, where basically we've taken the stats for this season up till yesterday and doubled them. Being lazy, it's a long weekend. I got a couple left. I'm going to throw those at you and see if you can figure out who I'm talking about.
Okay.
No pressure. All right, here we go. I've pitched over 40 innings out of the bullpen. I have an ERA and WHIP below 1 while striking out 1 per inning.
There's a few like that. Rex Brothers has done that. It's not Rex Brothers.
His ERA is over. It's not Brothers. His ERA is over 1. I'll give you one more guess.
Cecil?
It's interesting because... it is Melanson.
That's right, 40 innings, yeah. He's been worked hard.
Yeah, and there's a couple of guys who have great ratios, but no one other than Melanson with that many innings is under 1-1, so I thought that was an interesting stat. Okay, next up. I am so excited to play for my new team that I'm on pace for 86 runs, 20 home runs, 58 RBIs, 4 steals, and I'm hitting .233.
Do I get a position?
Outfield.
Oh, I thought it was James Loney. New team, I'm doing all this. Is that Vernon Wells?
I was arguably the top free agent this year.
Hamilton?
Yeah, there you go. Crazy, isn't it?
It's been a sad year for Josh Hamilton owners.
Oy. Do you think he's missing Texas?
Oh, I mean, he's got... I mean, Texas is a great hitter's park. Angels is a bad hitter's park. I mean, he's facing the same exact pitchers he would otherwise. You know, aside from, instead of seeing Angels pitchers, he sees Ranger pitchers. I think he's just got a pretty high margin for error. When he's dialed in, he's great. But man, I think he's really missing Texas. And man, I think that's one of the worst contracts out there right now. You just never know what you're going to get from that guy. At least Pujols, you could argue some of it's due to his foot injuries.
Is he a buy-low candidate? Because he's the type of player that could do 50% of his damage in 25% of the season.
It would be a severe buy-low. I mean, I'd look at him as, you know, like a $15 player. So I wouldn't be offering, like if someone offered me Hamilton for Diaza, I might do it. Just knowing that, but that's it. I mean, I'm saying he's not even like, I wouldn't even give up a mid-tier outfielder for him right now.
Okay, here is the next question.
Fourth, fifth outfielder, maybe. But it's so infuriating watching him.
Oh, it's frustrating.
So that's the variable where it's like, I could make a statistical argument for taking a risk. I don't want him on my team for anything. There's a pain factor to having him.
Okay, I'm 40 years old, and I am on pace for 22 wins this year.
It's not Kuroda. Marquis just pitches like he's 40 years old. Who's a 10-win 40-year? I'm stumped.
Bartolo Colon.
Oh, well, his arm's really like 2 years old.
All right, next question. It's my first full season in the big leagues. I play mostly second and third base, and I'm on pace for 120 runs scored. for a contender. Make it a little bit easier for you, Rudy, because I can smell the Lone Star on your breath.
Horrible. So he's playing for a contender, second, third base. Oh, Carpenter.
You got it, buddy. There you go. Can you believe he's on pace for 120 runs?
He just hits tons of line drives. That's basically that. He's going to be a high average guy if he could just make contact like that, hitting leadoff in a great lineup. And the scary thing is, while Beltran's having a great year, again, I'm sure I wouldn't bet on his second half, but he's had a great year. Holiday and Craig haven't been that great. That team has more, and you know, that team has still more upside.
Absolutely, they do.
So when Beltran and Molina go down a little bit.
All right, next up.
Yeah, they do a great job in St. Louis.
I am 42 years old, and I'm on pace for almost 40 home runs.
How old?
42.
Oh, Raul.
Can you believe he's on pace in Seattle for almost 40 home runs?
Yeah, no, I mean, no, I can't. I mean, killing me. I went with Hafner instead of Ibanez. I didn't give an AL-only flyer for him. That's just a fantastic AL-only pick. I still think he's a streamer. He's streaming only in basic leagues. But I guess for now, he's going to be fully owned for the next week or two. He'll be on the waiver wire in all leagues before the end of the year.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, here's another one for you. I'm on pace to gobble up 250 innings and keeping my whip under one. That's impressive.
It's got to be Kershaw or Harvey.
Wainwright.
Wow. Yeah, that surprises me. I know he's pitched great. I didn't know he had a whip under one. But he's had ridiculous control, hasn't he? Like, he walks no one.
Yeah, he always does.
No, but he's had like a Cliff Lee-like control season.
But, you know, I don't have the stats in front of me, but if you look at Wainwright, his whip is always sparkling.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, it's always been sparkling. He's had good K rates. He's had good walk rates. But now he's in one of those seasons where I think half his starts or something, he hasn't given up a walk. He's had a crazy K-to-walk ratio year. To me, the only risk with him has always been his health.
All right, I'm going to throw one that I used in the steel cage match out to you. And it's because the reason I'm sending this, or I'm going to ask you this one, is because it was the most shocking to JB and J. Wrong, although everything shocks them. I'm on pace for 250 strikeouts and 20 wins.
So there's only one guy with 250 strikeouts and 20 wins?
No, he's just exactly, that's if you doubled him up, his stats from yesterday, that's where he'd be on pace for.
So we're not in this.
It's not someone you think.
So it's not Matt Harvey.
It's not Harvey. It's not Kershaw. It's not Wainwright.
Cliff Lee's at 9 wins.
Someone who would have gone arguably undrafted in a mixed league this year.
It's not Lance Lynn. Is it Masterson?
It is Masterson. Can you believe 250 strikeouts?
Yeah, that's pretty shocking. I've got him in a number of leagues, including RCL. He had a big issue last year with away games. I mean, to the point where it's just ridiculous that he has sub-3 ERA at home and a 6 ERA away. Don't quote me on those, but... He's been known to be bad away, bad with lefties, and he's improved on that.
He's got one pitch.
He's still one I would be wary of starting in tough away games. He's not where Wainwright I'd start at Colorado at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
okay, listen.
A big bounce back with Masterson. Just, a guy like Masterson is the type that is like once a guy shows he's got skills and that those skills haven't eroded, you stick with them, you draft low. And those are the type of guys you want as your fourth, fifth, sixth starters.
Rudy, thanks for joining us today. Enjoy the long weekend. Don't get into any trouble. Try not to get sick. We want to have you next week on the Razzball Baseball Podcast.
Right on.
Getting to know Gray.
Gray, welcome to the special edition of the Razzball Baseball Podcast.
What's special about it?
All we're doing today is taking stats as of yesterday and doubling them since it's midseason. This is a lazy, long weekend podcast.
Oh, perfect.
It worked out well because we had JB and J. Wrong have a big cage match, see if you can play guess the stats.
Really?
And then I had the list.
Who ended up winning that?
J. Wrong, actually.
Really? Even with a busted hand?
So, speaking of doubling up the numbers, when I look, Gray, at Chris Davis's 31 home runs, does that seem mirage-ish? Is it?
Rajay Davis? Or Chris Davis?
Chris Davis. 31 homers.
Rajay?
Yes, Rajay Chris Davis.
Rajay Davis?
Chris Davis, first baseman for the Baltimore Orioles, on pace for 62 home runs.
I like Rajay Davis.
Well, you know what? Actually, maybe that's what we should call him. Is his name really Chris Davis, or is it Rajay Davis?
You remember a couple of years ago, Bill James gave Chris Davis preseason projections of 50-plus homers and 20-plus steals. You remember that?
I do remember that. Waste of a keeper for me in multiple leagues.
Yeah. that was like... you know the Johnny Carson, when he had that woman on with the potato chips that looked like presidents?
Yep.
Okay. So there were stains on Bill James' sheet that looked like Chris Davis. yeah. Well, anyway, so Davis was, he was always great with the bat. I think right now his homer per fly ball rate is over 32%. So I'm going to pretend like I know this off of the top of my head, but I actually did some research for this. And the highest homer per fly ball since 2006 was Ryan Howard when he hit a career 58 homers.
Okay.
The other one over 32% was Jim Thome in 2002 when he hit 52 homers. That's the last two in the last 10 years. Barry Bonds didn't even approach 32% homer to fly ball rate. It's just, I mean, you don't even have to think about it as if it's math. You can just consider if you hit 10 homers, you're not going to hit. I mean, if you hit 10 fly balls, you're not going to hit more three homers every 10 fly balls. It's just ridiculous. So I think just the law of averages alone is going to have Davis come down. He's more of a 37 to 42 homer guy that is right now on a ridiculous pace that looks like he's going to hit probably 50 homers, but he's not nearly this prolific. It's obviously just an anomaly. Hey, Rajay Davis.
So, would he be your biggest sell right now?
No.
You're still going to hold him?
No, I'd sell him. I didn't say he's my biggest sell. I got sells and I got biggest sells. You want my biggest sell or you want my sell?
Okay, first just let me ask the question then. Would you sell Chris Davis right now? A.
Wait, was that the question?
That's A.
A?
That was question A.
A? Is there like an A, B, and C, or are you just saying A like a Canadian? I'm so confused right now.
Okay. Is Chris Davis a sell? That's question A. I'll go to question B at the same time. I didn't want to give you too much information. I didn't want to confuse you. Question B is, if it's not Chris Davis, who's your biggest sell?
Why are you talking to me like I'm a grandmother? What do you mean you don't want to confuse me? Confuse me! Bring me to a place of confused state.
Everyone's in vacation mode this week on the podcast. It's been very loosey-goosey.
So, go ahead. Chris Davis A? Or are you saying A the letter, like ABC?
First question, would you sell Chris Davis right now? Second question, who's your biggest sell right now?
Okay. I would sell Chris Davis. I think he's probably going to fetch you the most out of anyone compared to how he's going to do in the second half. At some point, he's got to come down to earth a little bit. I mean, maybe he does hit 50 homers this year, but even if he does, you're still at 31 already. So you're not, it's not like you're going to get another 31 homers. It seems completely ridiculous to think that. Another guy who I think is really a big sell right now is Jason Kipnis.
Interesting.
He was last year at the end of the first half, he had 11 homers and 20 steals. Right now, he has 12 homers and 19 steals, nearly identical. And after the All-Star break last year, he had 3 homers and 11 steals. So he went from great first half to about a good week to 10 days of, say, Jose Reyes.
Well, why would you assume it would happen again?
Because he has shown otherwise. So I'm just going on past. If we don't learn from the history, how can we not repeat it or something? Or the cliche. You work that cliche into there if you're listening at home. Work it in.
Just work in your own cliche anytime you're ready.
Yeah, work in your own cliche. It's like Mad
Okay, that's interesting.
With cliches. When I pause, you say a cliche.
All right, if he's your biggest sell of the second half, who's your biggest buy?
Ooh, good one. Right now I have one guy who I'm going to backpedal a little bit on where I've been all year on him, just simply because I was very specifically down on him in the preseason because I was worried about injuries. And now I think we're at the point where he's over the injuries and he can have a productive second half, if not as good as anybody's in baseball second half, and that's Matt Kemp.
Wow, that's interesting. I wasn't expecting that. You floored me.
Yeah, that's what I do. Pause, enter cliche, Matt Kemp.
You forgot backpedal.
Backpedal.
So what do you see Matt Kemp doing in the second half of the season?
Matt Kemp, I think, could give 20 homers and 15 steals in
wow.
a productive second half, which would be huge, obviously.
That's crazy. You really,
yeah. He could be. I think he could be Mike Trout, like top five all fantasy in the second half. I mean, obviously, I'm not guaranteeing anything because they have to actually play the game. But that's the kind of buy I would do right now. A guy like Matt Kemp who is capable of it. He seems like he's finally healthy, and now he just has to go and do it.
Okay, you've left me speechless. That rarely happens. I'm excited. I'll be monitoring that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad I was able to do that for you.
I wonder what Alyssa from LA would think about that. Hey, just really quick before we wrap up, any plans for the long weekend?
Tuesday today? Where's the long weekend at? Where are we at? Which long weekend are we talking about?
Isn't it the 4th of July?
Fourth of July. Oh, man. That is... have you had Rudy on already?
Yes.
Oh, you should have... did you wish him a happy birthday?
I did not.
Oh, maybe next week you wish him a happy belated birthday for me.
I'll do that, Greg.
Yeah. He was born on the 4th of July, like our Uncle Sam.
I saw the movie. It was terrible.
Real life. Yeah, I know. So is White House Down. So no big plan. I don't know. We're Cougs and I are looking at possibly going away for All-Star break for a couple of days.
Oh, that sounds exciting. You coming up to Toronto?
No, I think we're looking at Sacramento.
Oh, Sacramento, what a tourist destination.
I take my woman wherever she want to go, or whatever's cheapest.
Nothing like going to a state capital that's got nothing in it.
So, maybe Sacramento. Maybe we'll come up with something different.
All right, if you want to come up to Toronto, we'd love to see you. I'd love to have you in studio here, Greg.
All right, sounds good. Insert cliche. I'm out.
See you, Greg. Thanks for joining us.
Like your name was Moses. It's the Rise Bar Podcast. Ball Podcast. It's a Rise Ball Podcast. It's a Rise Ball Podcast.